In yesterday's segment, we touched upon the phenomenon of our society's attitude toward morality. It appears that legalizing an act or practice now makes it morally acceptable. As has been mentioned several times in the Daily Bread series, the words of Isaiah are so applicable to our day and time. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Woe unto them that are mighty to drink wine and men of strength to mingle strong drink, that justify the wicked for a bribe and take away the righteousness of the righteous from him. Isaiah 5:20-23. Our society has witnessed an onslaught of such, only to mention one, a senator that opposed immorality until finding out that his child was a practitioner of immorality, and then the senator's view of immorality changed. So many times we see where men change their belief structure due to the sins of their family members. Nevertheless, we are able to trace the source of such actions. The short answer, righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs 14:34. As our nation has become a reproach, both locally and abroad, it is evident that sin is the culprit. But in the eyes of the offender, what they do is righteous, which, according to Solomon, is normal. All of the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but Jehovah weigheth the spirits. Proverbs 16:2. It was once said by the philosopher, poet, and novelist George Santayana, "Those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it." So what has the past to teach us? One, it tells us that people left to themselves to run amok will. Solomon once said, "Where there is no vision, the people cast off restraint. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he." Proverbs 29:18. When man is free from law, he will revert to his baser nature. Two, it tells us that people will justify what they want because it's what they want. When Jeremiah attempted to correct the errors of the children of Judah, saying, "Then all the men who knew that their wives burned incense unto other gods, and all the women that stood by, a great assembly, even all the people that dwell in the land of Egypt in Pathros," answered Jeremiah, saying, "As for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of Jehovah, we will not hearken unto thee, but we will certainly perform every word that has gone forth out of our mouth, to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven, and to pour out drink offering unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then had we plenty of victuals and were well and saw no evil. But since we left off burning incense to the Queen of Heaven and pouring out drink offering unto her, we have wanted all things and have been consumed by the sword and by the famine. And when we burned incense to the Queen of Heaven and poured out drink offering unto her, did we make her cakes to worship her and pour out drink offering unto her without our husbands?" Jeremiah 44:15-19. Their doctrine and practices were motivated by their fleshly lust, and so it is in our society. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett, encouraging you to remember the words of Moses, saying, "Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil." Exodus 23:2.